Hi, this is a continuation of the dictation for Ronell Milton, R-O-N-E-L-L-E-M-I-L-T-O-N. This is continuation of the dictation of Ronell Milton, R-O-N-E-L-L-E-M-I-L-T-O-N. Date of service is 9-9-2023. Date of dictation continuation is from 1010-079. The plan of care is from the template. The treatment plan is as follows. Patient is advised to continue the physical therapy at his choice places, U.S. Home care, 2 times per week. We have requested for a PT evaluation and recertification from the therapist also, including laser treatment has been advised, infrared treatment has been advised, and photobiomodulation has been advised by the to the patient. Focusing on the neck, mid back, lower back, as well as left shoulder, left knee, left elbow. And various modalities. We have discussed the use of yoga, meditation, home exercises for the shoulder and rubber band exercises. Medication, following medications are prescribed to the patient, and they are as follows. The patient is prescribed for the following medication, which are one moment. The patient is on naproxen, and he is taking flexural narcos, restoril, colace, voltaren gel, robaxin, and biofreeze. Naproxen for anti-inflammatory effect, flexural 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, narco is for pain, 10 over 325 twice a day, restoril 15 mg for sleep, colace 30 mg PRN for constipation, Voltaren gel for topical pain relief, Robaxin is for muscle relaxation, Biofreeze is for topical pain relief. These medications are all provided by Dr. Redden, and we are not providing medication from our resources here. No prescription was actually written. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. The patient has had an intense traumatic issues in his life all throughout, especially the gunshot wound, and he has anxiety, depression beyond reasonable fashion, and he needs expert care. Fitness club program, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. So we have been provided with some MRIs that are as follows. The most current MRI will be the CT scan, which shows it is done on 12-1-2022, CT scan of the lumbar spine. It shows that L3, L4 minimal circumferential disc bulge effaces, ventral epidural spaces. No central canal stenosis, moderate right to left foramen narrowing from disc bulge. L4, L5, there is a metallic streak artifact from fusion hardware which limits the evaluation. Adequate decompression, central canal from laminectomy. L5, S1, again there is a adequate decompression, central canal from laminectomy. Metallic streak artifact from fusion hardware limits the evaluation. Severe right greater than the left foramen narrowing. The CT scan of the thoracic spine shows there is a severe osteoarthritic complex at T7 to T8, T8 at 9, T9 and 10, T10 and T11, resulting in mild to moderate central canal stenosis at T7 and T8, eccentric to the left and mild to the T8 and 9 with right lateral recess stenosis at T9 and T10, T10 and T11 from disc osteophyte complex. is a mild to moderate foramina narrowing at T4-T5 through T10 and 11. CT scan of the left ankle, which is dated 12-2-2022, shows evidence of the remote injuries to the anterior calcaneus and distal talus without evidence of fracture on the left ankle. In the right ankle, evidence of remote injuries of the distal tibiofibular joint and anterior tibia plafond without the evidence of acute fracture. CT scan of the left shoulder shows negative CT scan of the bilateral shoulders and no rotator cuff tear or any arthritic issues are noticed. Interventional pain procedure, I believe the patient will benefit from facet joint injection at and medial branch block towards the right side of T8 and 9 where patient is complaining and T7 and 8 as informed by the CT scan. In addition, a sacroiliac joint injection bilaterally might help, trigger point injection will help, peripheral nerve block might help, and a spinal cord stimulation device has been discussed with the patient and he will consider very highly. Surgical options. The patient has already been seen Dr. Redden, who is a spine surgeon, and it appears that there is no other surgical need. He already has a fusion box to the cervical, thoracic, as well as lumbar spine, and I think he's in a good shape. All the fusion hardware is intact. Neuropsychiatric evaluation is not warranted. It doesn't have very many symptoms warranting TBI care. Attended care is not warranted, but case worker maybe. Past medical records, yes. Investigations. I'm not ordering any new investigations. DMEs, patient has all the DMEs that are required for his care, and we are not ordering any new one. Education is yes, weight loss program not warranted. Disability, patient is disabled for work and is already has a federal disability. Follow-up visit will be in 15 days, direct contact list. Thank you.